Hello and good day. This is Sid here. Welcome to my podcast called Sid the Informative Squid. Despite my name, I can assure you that I am not a squid, but hey, it rhymes with Sid, so we are rolling with it. In today's podcast, we will be analyzing some videography by a local news station, and we are going to be discussing the five different elements from the film. First, we're going to take a look at interviews, so let's get started. In a majority of the shots of the interviewees, they are framed adhering to the rule of thirds. For instance, on the first interview, we see Rich, who the videographer places on the right side of the screen, while the background consists of the ocean and beach activities. The background actually framed the interviewee and drew my eyes his way. Next, we see the videographer moves back to include the interviewer and the subject in the shot while still adhering to the rule of thirds. I particularly liked this shot because the camera was slightly more behind Jeff, the broadcaster's shoulders, and that kind of makes the style seem more conversational for the viewers at home, and then they can actually feel like they're talking to the Sage's surfer dude. Honestly, the only thing that I saw as a big distraction to me were the shadows on their faces. But I also understand that when it's sunny and midday at the beach, it's just going to be hard with lighting. Also, I just want to talk about one last interview. It's the one with the husband and his wife. You see that the husband is technically centered on the screen, but with his arm around his wife, they, as a couple, are then off-centered. So this is still adhering to the rule of thirds, and it's still pleasing to the eye. And then the videographer goes ahead and zooms in on the wife's face. And although I like the change in shot, he also cuts off the top of her hair, which to a critical eye such as mine is unpleasing. Next, we're going to quickly talk about B-roll shots. In a majority of the B-roll shots that the videographer takes, it's wide angle, which makes complete sense to me because he's setting the scene. He's letting the viewer grasp a better understanding of the setting. And, the first B-roll that we're going to talk about is the shot that focuses on a vibrant umbrella that's off-center to the left of the screen that's slowly blowing in the wind while the background consists of waves crashing and some surfers. This B-roll adheres to the rule of thirds again. Again, it's just a particularly pleasant shot because you have this active background mixed with a mellow umbrella. And we see him do that a lot in the B-roll that he takes. Next, we are going to be talking about action shots. A majority of the action shots were smooth when the videographer would follow someone surfing. However, when you can hear him getting a little antsy for footage of Jeff catching a wave, that's when he starts to get a little shaky or moving really quick. But on the really great shots, I noticed that he pans and zooms in on the subject at the same time. So the further down the wave the surfer got, the closer the image became of him. Next, we're going to talk about the ways in which the camera moved. So obviously in the raw footage, the camera moves a lot. But when it's in the package, you feel less like you're on a roller coaster. So I understand that the footage moving around really quickly is the raw footage of him editing. And as far as for action shots, it's frequent to see the videographer pan and zoom. It's much more rare to see a tilt, but the videographer does have to tilt in order to get an image of the cool sand mermaid and a cowboy hat. Obviously, with the action shots, the movement is used to enhance the subject, and other times, like with the country mermaid, the camera was tilted to view the subject. Lastly, we're going to talk about the videographer's creativity. Just real quick, I liked how he zoomed in on the interviewee's bicep, and I also like when he zoomed in on the country mermaid. Especially in the case of the country mermaid where the interview was kind of shot, the videographer still salvaged a great image for that package. And with that, we're going to wrap up this podcast. As always, thanks for listening to Sid the Informative Squid, and I will catch you on the flip side.